Welcome to Australian Patriot Radio, podcasting on the internet near you. Our web address is www.australianpatriotradio.com. And I'm Harry Palmer. As from January the 1st, 2020, it will be a criminal offence to make or accept a payment from businesses that includes $10,000 or more of cash. There you go, people. That's the Morrison government moving on you, pushing it through to Parliament the other night when everybody had gone home on the Friday, and gives you till Monday the 12th of August to put in your submissions to objecting to this. Unbelievable. For your information on this page, the documents concerned that are relevant to have a look at, and a must-view video that explains it right in detail of what is going on with this government taking away from you your cash options. I mean, Paul Keating removed the barter system to stop people from being able to do favours for each other and save on cash payments. And so now we've got this Morrison government about to cost you down completely on cash transactions. I mean, this is Nazi Germany being revisited. Anyhow, without any further ado, here's my chat with Mike concerning the cash situation about to appear in Australia on behalf of the Morrison government.
Welcome to AusChat with your hosts, Harry Palmer and Mike Holt, for Australian Patriot Radio.
Well, it's that time of the week again, and I'm talking to my good pal Mike Holt here. Mike, I am absolutely livid at what's going on over this cash situation from the Treasury Department and our ruthlessly Nazi-ized politicians. How am I going?
Nazi is a good name for these people. I'm afraid that, you know, we are now moving into a situation exactly like Nazi Germany.
Well, that's right.
And hello, how are you, by the way?
I'm good, thanks.
Good to talk to you. But you're right. I mean, this is just too serious to be to stand on formality. Basically, what they're trying to do now is to move us to a cashless society, to lock us into the banking system so that we can't do anything. We'll be completely controlled.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to give you a little grounding onto that. I don't know if people would remember, but Paul Keating, the Labor PM, a so-called representative of the workers of Australia, as he used to wave the flag all the time for, in 1995 introduced taxing of all transactions done by the bartering system that was part of Australia's heritage.
Gee, I bet that worked real well.
Mate, let me tell you, it got down to a situation where they have... the story is that it's not only is it not legal, is failing to claim bartering on your taxes. Treat all trades as you would cash transactions. Any bartering transaction is reported on Schedule C, profits and loss from business form 1040. Mate, it never worked. It was never going to work, and it won't work again in the future. And the same for their beautiful damn treasury system they're putting in here with the money they're trying to control from everybody. It's not going to stop the cartels.
No, it won't stop the cartels, but it'll just cause all of us to lose our rights and freedoms. And the problem is that most people don't know, although I did put up a video from the CEC the other day about this, and I've just put up another one on my CIR Now Facebook page, which goes into a lot of detail about what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Now, what the government does is, of course, they bring this legislation in on a Friday afternoon when everybody's gone home and there's probably only six or seven people in the house, the whole house.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be Friday afternoon. It'd be midnight, more than likely.
Well, yeah, Friday, you know, after work.
Yeah.
In an effort to slip it by us without noticing.
That's right.
And basically, any money in the bank at the moment is liable to be taken up be stolen by the banks as a bank bail-in if the banks don't behave themselves. And of course, the government, instead of bringing in legislation to manage the banks, is going to penalise us instead, just like they did in Greece and where was it? The other place over there in the Mediterranean, Crete or somewhere, I think it was.
Yeah, but you're right. And this is it. Look, we're the most disguised third world country you've ever seen in your life. And we're so overgoverned. We are the world's most overgoverned country.
Oh, terrible.
But it's just ridiculous to think. Now, look, the statement goes, what they've done here, is it's an exposure draft legislation for an economy-wide cash payment limitation of $10,000. Now, the bottom line, we can go on this and read everything you like on their little hype, right? But that's from January the 1st, 2020, is when it's going to be implemented. Now, let's take this into perspective. What is they've pushed this through their house as a draft. They've put the date down it's going to be promulgated. Isn't that brilliant? Before anything happens. And they've given the general public 10 days to voice an opinion.
Well, I've just sent my opinion into them on the CEC website, and you've got the link to that.
Yes, we've got it all here.
Yes.
It closes on Monday the 12th of August, which is just around the corner. It's about 7 days from now.
Right.
But as from the 1st of January 2020, it will be a criminal offence. Don't they love this? There's nothing there to say we're here to help you. It starts off with a criminal offence.
Yes.
To make or accept a payment from a business that includes $10,000 or more in cash. It is also an offence to make or accept a cash donation equal to or exceeding $10,000. Maximum penalty is up to 2 years in prison, there it goes, eh? And or 120 penalty units at $25,000
Excuse me, but am I a bit stupid or something? But wouldn't it just make sense to break the payments up into smaller amounts?
Do you think the crooks would think of that?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought about it, and I'm not a crook, but...
Well, the answer to it is this, that the bottom line is the total cash payments made towards the final price of anything paid must not equal or exceed $10,000. Now, here we go. The remainder of the payments, the remainder of the payments must be made electronically or by cheque. Is that not hand-feeding the banks?
Oh, absolutely. Now, they're already talking about limiting and reducing the cash limits from 10,000 maybe to 5,000 or even 2,000.
I heard that too.
Mm.
But the beautiful part, giving us the time to come in and contribute our objection to this, is now narrowed down to 7 days.
Yes.
And so they'll take no notice of it, but the more that go in there, the better. So what we've done here at APR, I've downloaded copies of the document and copies of the Black Economy Task Force final report. That's worth reading, which is all this whole thing was stemmed from. It's all being run by the internal people that have been engineered in to do this job to make sure the result turns out the way the government wants it.
Yeah, well, the bill they're bringing in is called the Exposure Draft Currency Brackets Restrictions on the Use of Cash Bill 2019.
That's it?
Right.
Yeah.
Let me just list a few things that might or will happen if they do get this in. First of all, they'll enforce negative gearing.
Now, that's right.
No one lends money and pays to do it instead of getting paid interest on the loan.
Yep.
And their bail-in is designed to take away people's rights and force us to adapt to their crazy banking system. This will create a police state, just like happened in Greece. But the problem is the police are no safer than anyone else. In fact, their super money is in grave danger. The government can grab that along with their bank money.
Yeah.
So the police are in just as much danger as the rest of us. And yet the police are there to protect the government from us.
Well, the other part I like is that there's no requirement for businesses or consumers to do any additional reporting. Don't you love it? So we've got the Black Panther task force of enforcers, have we?
Apparently, yeah.
We're not accountable, but they'll just throw you in jail in case you did it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Adolf Hitler would be proud of this.
Yeah. Now, what happens there, of course, too, now, any money that the banks are holding, you're going to have to pay them to hold it for you. So what's the point of putting it into a savings account?
Well, there's none.
Take it out.
Yeah.
Put it in the tin in the backyard like they used to do. My granddad used to do that.
Yeah, well, how about buying motor cars? Now, $10,000 is not a real big or dynamic motor car. It's a nice vehicle, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Right? So now you can't pay for that by cash, as we used to do before with private transactions. But you were saying that they can't monitor that. I wonder why.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's like what the parlor system.
Someone sitting on our shoulder all the time.
It's the same with the firearms, mate. Yeah. They're out there attacking the people that are licensed and running the game as they should do, and letting the crooks with the illegal guns run rampant.
Well, it's even worse than most people may realise, you know, because if this bill is passed, it includes a range of regulations built into it that will allow the government to implement even tighter restrictions without having to take the bill through Parliament again.
Well, now, talking about it, that's dead right. Yeah.
And that will take away our rights and freedoms even further. Now, once this happens, it probably will restrict cryptocurrencies, gold, etc. as well. There's no end to the draconian restrictions they could impose on our money.
Yeah. I can remember when gold was controlled, but they took that away because it wasn't working. The people taking it out of the ground weren't declaring it. Now, aren't you amazed and astounded at that?
Well, you see, this is the biggest failure for governments. They want to control everything without realising that they can't.
And they have no idea.
No, people are people, and we will do whatever it is to keep our money and our safety away from the government.
Well, listeners, when you're hearing this, you'll just have a look on the bottom of the page. There's links to go and have a read of these documents we're talking about, one being the Black Economy Task Force final report. The other one is a glance at a summary of what they're doing, so you can give yourself an update as to what's going on. And for goodness sake, within the next 7 days, the addresses are all there. Get in and send in your complaint about this draft legislation going to control your cash flow. You must be kidding, you know. Now, on the right-hand side from the web page, in the right-hand column, there's a video that's well worth watching on this.
Yes, what's it called?
As a matter of fact, I might include it. I haven't got it open. I can't remember. As a matter of fact, I'll include it in this page. I will put it in the bottom.
It's called The Real Issues Behind the Cash Ban.
That's it.
And it's by the CEC, gentlemen.
Excellent. It's really a good video.
The person who published it is called Walk the World.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for that, I'll repeat that. The Real Issues Behind the Cash Ban. It's well worth watching. And in fact, I watched that before having a chat with you this morning, so I got a pretty good idea of what's going on.
He sums it up beautifully, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And he talks with Robbie Barwick from the CEC.
Yes.
They go into a great deal of detail. So thank you, gentlemen, for that.
Yeah.
And they have supplied a whole bunch of links, which you will put up in the Aussie Patriot Radio website.
On this page that you're listening to this podcast on, just below where you're playing this from now, they'll be both there, and I'll put the video there as well.
Right, and I'll put it up on the Bloody Aussie Battler podcast.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I'm just so annoyed at this. This is just getting right out of hand now.
I mean, you're only annoyed.
Nothing mentioned about this when they were doing their political platforms at the election, was there?
No, of course not. Look, if voting worked, they wouldn't allow us to work to vote. It's that simple. You know?
That's right.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, look, that's beside the point. The fact is, this act, the Exposure Draft Currency Restrictions on the Use of Cash Bill 2019, if that goes through, you can kiss your retirement goodbye, you can kiss your money goodbye, you can kiss your life goodbye, because they will have us by the short and curlies, and that will be the end of it.
Their answer to it is to slam you into jail for 2 years or give you $25,200 fine for paying in cash.
Gee, they're going to have a lot of full jails, aren't they? Not.
You have got to be kidding. I mean, these people at in the government are just out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to get rid of them. Sorry, that's it. This is really the icing on the cake.
Well, the good news is, my friend, I've been contacted by a few people around Australia, and in fact, one chap yesterday sent me his charge sheet and summons. Mm-hmm. And he is charging and summonsing Scott Morrison and the entire Parliament to court. And the first count will be creation of an unauthorised version of the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act, B, misrepresenting the author's names in a book other than that in which they were created, C, forcing this unlawful act upon the people of the Commonwealth without requesting a referendum, and D, taxing people on property through a non-entity known as local government. And that's just the first one. He's got about 66 other ones. So
yeah,
that'll be a big court case. I don't think it'll actually go in under that. You know, I'm finding out from people who have actually gone to court that you have to go in there and separate the charges. You can't just go in with a blanket charge, set of charges.
Yeah.
But this chap is standing up for his rights to go to court and take these people to court because they are acting as a private entity. They are not our government.
Nah. Well, a little whisper coming down the line at the moment. Our favourite lady investigator is really working overtime on Scott Morrison, and I tell you what.
Well, you're talking about the ghost lady.
Shortly. Big pardon?
You're talking about the ghost lady.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me tell you, when we have another chat shortly, it will be brilliant.
I must meet this lady.
Oh, that's all right. She's on the phone to you already.
Yeah.
Oh, Stephanie, yes, let me tell you, a very, very smart investigator. Mm. Anyhow, just reiterating back over we've gone to, this is from the horse's mouth, meaning the horses down there in Canberra. Right, and this is what it says. Submissions to the consultations are open until Monday, the 12th of August, 2019. Here's a little cliche. The government values feedback and input from all affected stakeholders, and responses to this constitution will inform the final bill to implement the economy-wide cash payment limit.
Mm. All right.
So,
well,
in other words, what they're saying is if we're going to use a guillotine, you better go up and grease it for us.
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay, so to our listeners, this information will be on both podcast websites. Please go and sign the petition. The links are there. This is a petition being run by CEC Australia, who've come up with some really excellent information on the monetary system over the years, but I think this is a bombshell.
Yes.
This is probably the most important news they've issued for a long, long time.
Yep. Well, you send your questions, they go to blackeconomy@treasury.gov.au.
Yes.
Your questions into them.
Yeah, well, no, not just questions, but objections.
Well, objections, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We need people to object. You'll have the...
a good one to start with is, who gave you authority to do this?
Here you go. Now, just on going back to that charge sheet and summons I was just talking about, that will be happening on a grander scale with other people in three other states. So we are now starting to issue summonses to these people at the top, and they will have to appear in court and explain their actions of taking away our rights and freedoms and taking the Queen out of our Constitution, taking the people out of the Constitution by deleting the preamble. So they have a lot to answer for, and we probably will have to build a few scaffolds the way things are going.
Well, the thing is, as I say, to kill the serpent, you cut off the head.
That's right.
And I think that's the only way we're going to do it, and stem the supply. So just put a nice big clip on the wallets.
Yes. Well, we have a hydra, so many heads.
We do too.
These heads, once we chop them off, will not be replaced by other heads.
Unlike
the Hydra.
All right, Mike.
Yep, good talking to you, mate. And
Got wild today. Anyhow.
You did, yes. I was actually planning to do something else today, but this is so important that I forsook my business, and we have to have a chat about this. So please, listeners, don't sit on your backside and do nothing. This is important. Get onto the CEC website through the links on our websites and sign the petition. I've also supplied Harry with a list of all the senators. That will be on our website as well. Please ring your senators up, your state senators or even territory senators. Ring them up and tell them that you want this bill stopped.
I'll put those list of phone numbers on this page as well.
Excellent, mate. Thank you very much.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
Once again, always good to have a chat to you.
Yes, mate. Cheers.
Well, that's it for me here today, podcasting on the internet near you from Australian Patriot Radio. And remember, if you play by the opponent's rules, you will lose. I'm Harry Palmer.